Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Florida Panthers head coach Andrew Brunett going to join us here as we get set for the second round of the NHL playoffs. Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it as always.
No problem, guys.
Hey, Coach, first of all, congratulations, man. You've been coming on with us and to finally get through that first round, especially I couldn't do it, Coach. I couldn't sit back there and watch those comebacks. I mean, it's one thing regular season and overtime and being down early. What was that like going through that first one as the head coach with this team?
I think it's playoff hockey. I mean, it's a roller coaster ride at all times. And you just sometimes you hang on for dear life, and other times you enjoy the moment. So it was a fun series. They gave us a really good challenge, a really good test, and we hung in there, which I'm proud of the group. They had a little adversity shot their way. We came back from deficits. We played some good road hockey, scored late in games. So we did a lot of good things that I think helped build our confidence and build our swagger here heading in the second round.
Coach, who's that guy, that Carter Verhaeghe guy? What the heck? You talk about having a career series. That, hey, it's going to be in the books for a long time, man. Six goals, six assists. Wow. And big ones. I mean, overtime winners, the whole deal.
Yeah, he was phenomenal. He captured the moment. And playoff time, it takes all different guys, and he's been a great player for us ever since we got him. And he's a gamer. I mean, he's just relentless. He's relentless on the puck. He's relentless the way he plays. He epitomizes a lot of things we want to do as a team. We're with pushing the pace and playing fast, and obviously he's got some really good offensive tools. So he's really happy for him, and he was Mr. Clutch for sure.
Coach, good strategy by you not putting on game tape for Tampa Bay, how you guys score with the power play. Perfect by you guys. Now you can just break it out for the second round. I think it was a great strategy by you that no one noticed.
Yeah.
But 20 goals at full strength, zero on the power play, Coach. That had to have you every night scratching your head with the rest of the staff going, how are we going to get over that?
Yeah, it goes in those kind of, you know, we talked about it all year. You talk about during the season that it can dry out, and when it starts drying out, you kind of overthink, and you end up executing a little slower, thinking a little too much, instead of, we have so many really talented offensive instinct players that it just was a little slow twitch on there. They're looking for the perfect play, and regardless how much you're coached or told or they know, when you don't have that mojo and a little bit of confidence, it could slow you down. So this is a reset is kind of the message, and they're too good of players. I think it just takes one, and I think things will open up. And we start new here this series and see how we do.
Coach, there's so many different parts of this series coming up. First of all, can you admit, and would you admit on behalf of your players, you guys really wanted to see Tampa Bay in that second round? Come on, man. You wanted to see it, didn't you? Huh?
You never want to see that.
I think there's some stuff leaking out of that locker room like, hey, man, that's kind of who we wanted, team that knocked us out, back-to-back Stanley Cups. I will tell you what they just did coming back to beat that team up in Toronto. Amazing. of champions and winning the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. But listen, man, this, you won't have to worry about getting anybody jacked up for this round.
Yeah, they're who we want to be. So it's a great opportunity for our group. We want to be where they're at. And they had to go through some trials and tribulations to get where they were. And we had went through one last year. And like I said, I liked the build in the first round. That was a really important series win for us, just for the confidence and to understand this is what it takes and how hard it's going to be. And I think we came to the realization. I thought we played our best hockey as it went on. And again, getting an opportunity at the champs, you always ask for that.
By the way, before I forget, how much fun did you have over the weekend? Did you get a chance to watch all the games or any of your buddies' games or just teams you might be playing? Because they were all playing. Everything seemed to be a game seven in the NHL over the weekend.
Yeah. I didn't make the late games. Getting too old, first round kind of grinding me down. But I enjoyed the game sevens both nights, Tampa and Pittsburgh last night, and the basketball, a little of that. So a little everything, and try to get some rest.
Yep.
A little bit of sneaky travel there in Wash, so it was good to get a couple of days just to unwind and recharge the batteries.
Coach, I want to ask you about the benching of Anthony DeClaire and going with Ryan Lomberg, which, by the way, worked for a goal. You expect both guys to play going forward? How are you going to treat that one?
Well, we're going to need Duke for sure, but we're going to need Duke at his best. And he hasn't been at his best yet. But that's why it takes all different guys to get through the playoffs. He's going to get his opportunity. And when he does, I know he'll answer and get back to his game. I mean, he's such an impactful, important player for our group. And he just kind of got stuck a little bit. So he just reset, kind of recharge, see where you're at. Maybe there's a few things you can do a little differently and then get back to work. But we need him for sure going forward.
Florida Panthers head coach Andrew Brunette joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Claude Giroux wanted to come to this team at the trade deadline because he wanted to make a run, the Stanley Cup playoffs. His veteran presence, especially in the series in the last two games or three games, that had to be a good sight for you to see also, not just for him to go out there and do what he did, but just in general for this team. That's a great pickup now that you see it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, just his understanding – and his ability to, as all the great players do, to find another notch in their game and to make a big play when it's needed and to play your best when it's needed and knowing those moments in games and series where you need to step up. And he was unbelievable in game six and throughout the whole series, but he's just so clutch in those big moments. And that's why he is who he is, and we're so happy to have him.
Hey, Coach, Big Bob, since we're talking about guys who really – coming off a really good series, just a different guy than a year ago. I know we've talked before, but now in the playoffs too. Going forward, what's been different about the guy? And even when he gives up goal, he'll shut him. He's been able to shut teams out and allow you to have these comebacks. What have you noticed with him?
Well, for one, I noticed he's laser focused, and we kind of talked about that down the stretch, where he really dialed his game in and really quiet, really tight, and just is on the puck. I mean, he's just, tracking the puck so well right now. And I think for him, he's having fun. Obviously, we've had a great year so far, and it seems like he's comfortable. You know, it's hard when you're in one place for so long and you come here, we play a little different than he's accustomed to, probably not sure what to expect us, but I find he's, this year for me, of the 3 years I've coached him, he's been the most comfortable. And he's kind of, bought into the way we play, and he knows there's certain nights that we have the puck a lot. He's not going to get an opportunity to make, to get 30 shots against. He might only get 18, but a lot of times they're breakaways and momentum shifting. And he's done such an unbelievable job all year. He did it in game four in Washington. Even the other night, where he makes these huge saves when we're kind of pushing and we're trying to come back, we're trying to win the game, we might give up a breakaway or two on one. He makes these unbelievable saves. So I think he's comfortable and he's having fun. And I think those two things are really important.
I always wonder this. So Braden Point, who's great player for Tampa Bay, gets injured. How do you treat that getting ready now when see a guy limp off, you don't know if he's going to play or not, and with some of their guys that are banged up? How do you treat it going forward with scouting reports and that type of stuff, Coach?
Well, I think this time of year they all play, so you're prepared he's going to play. I mean, they find a way to play, and with Tampa, I mean, they got so many different weapons, so many different guys. If he's not capable, there's a lot of players that are ready to go there. So I don't think that changes our focus. Obviously, he's a great player. We are aware of him, but we prepare like he's going to play.
Yeah. That's and the other guy I wanted to ask you about, somebody asked me to ask you this one. Joe Thornton, who hasn't played a lot, but, my God, he's got so much experience. How important is he behind the scenes with this group? He's been in all these playoff games a lot. How much help has he been for you?
He's been vital. You know, his enthusiasm and his experience through these times. He's been visible with the players. He's been very helpful for the coaches. He's done everything. And to see him down there with the guys, I mean, they respect him so much. They love having him around. And he understands every situation. And he's very supportive when it needs supportive. And he's also let you know when things aren't going the right way. And speaks of his leadership throughout his whole career. And he's really taking it on here again, even though it's hard. It's a hard thing at that age when you're not part of his career where he's maybe not in and out of the lineup a little bit, but he's been unfazed, and he loves our group, and he wants to win as bad as anybody.
Your communication, you've been talking about guys you've had to give, you know, hey, I'm not going to play as much tonight, or you're not going to – how is that? How are you? To me, that'd be the hardest part of this friggin' job you have as a head coach, letting guys know, because you guys – everybody works hard. Some guys are having success and playing well on the ice, some aren't. How you doing with that part of the job? You all right with that communication part?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're honest and you're authentic, it translates a little easier. Doesn't make that mean they're going to be happy with you. And I think if you're consistent, and you know, it's the worst part of the job because you wish the best for everybody. You wish everybody was playing their A-plus hockey or A hockey and or putting their best effort in. But there's different times when it's not. And I think if you let them know how you feel and where it's going, and when it does happen, you feel. You know, it was a gut-wrenching to take Duke out because he's meant so much to this team. But his play was, in my opinion, slipping. And you know, you feel bad because it's not a lack of effort. He just needed to make an impact in games. We need him to be Duke. So it's the worst part of the job to make a short story long here. But, yeah.
That's all right. No, I was just curious because I'd suck at it. I'd like, hey, you go take care of it. I'm afraid he's going to be in a salty mood. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to get into it with him. You go do it. I'd be passing on to
it. Yeah, you know, you get a guy like Jumbo that is a Hall of Famer, and you got to tell he's not playing. So those are the tough ones. Yeah, yeah.
The life of a head coach.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's why they pay you the big bucks, Coach. That's why they pay you the big bucks, man.
That's right. Coach, we appreciate it. We went through a whole interview and didn't even talk about Barkov or Huberdeau. That had to be a record for you this entire season, not to bring it up once. I just wanted to point that out before we let you go. Good luck in the in round two, Coach. We'll talk to you again before
Thanks,
it's
Coach.
All
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Head Coach Andrew Burnett joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. I want to talk about a winner here in town. Boy, ASP Superhome, family-owned and operated business with great purpose, every day protecting families and their homes. Well, talking about the Rodriguez family at ASP, they've been here part of our community for a long time, and we got a special for you right now that I'm jacked up about. ASP Superhome extends a Joe Rose exclusive roof deal only for QAM listeners. Metal tile roofs by Ward House for the price of tile for a limited time only. Metal tile roofs by Ward House for a price of tile. Never been like that. Metal tile roofs have always been more expensive than tile roofs. And if you haven't seen the metal tile roofs recently, you can't really tell the difference unless you get real close. They're doing such an unbelievable job. They look so good. And you know the benefits. Metal tile roofs reduce energy bills up to 30%. Hurricane resistant up to 200 mile per hour winds. You never know during hurricane season when the big boy's coming, but you want to make sure you got the best products. And boy, ASP's got it for you right now. Take advantage of 100% financing, no money down, no payments until 2024 with Extend Pay from Wygreen. Get that new roof. Find out more about it. Call 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. Learn more about it. ASB Family wants to protect yours today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.